95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. I hope you're having a nice Sunday. Today's guest had to make a major life change because the health issues she was experiencing due to the stress her job caused. Denise Kovalevich worked in public relations and managed accounts from real estate giants, high-end restaurants, and iconic music artists. Before making a necessary change, Denise was working as the public relations manager at QVC and overseeing musical artists that appeared on the network, including Justin Bieber, Sheryl Crow, Hall & Oates, James Taylor, and Willie Nelson. In 2014, Denise left her position at QVC because she was suffering from chronic vestibular migraines. She now says life goes on and there's no amount of money worth your happiness and health. She's here to tell us her story. Please welcome Denise.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. So you grew up in the Philadelphia area, right?
Yes, correct. I grew up in a very small town called Oakland, New Jersey. Most people know Collingswood, New Jersey.
So not far from there.
No, it's literally a few streets over. I went to Collingswood High School. I played soccer and lacrosse.
And now you live in King of Prussia.
Yes, King of Prussia. It's literally two streets from the mall, so.
How's that?
It's wonderful.
It's like
I love it there.
Home?
Yes, I love it there. I love the friends that I've made there, and it's a great community. It's just fantastic.
I love the new part of the mall. I mean, I'm not even shopping in most of those stores, but I just walk through and I'm like, this is amazing.
Isn't it wonderful that it's connected? You don't even have to go outside anymore.
Oh, you can park. I used to go to the mall, park on one side, shop there, get in my car, drive to the other side, shop on that side, and then leave.
Okay, that's hilarious. See, I used to consider that my cardio.
So you'd walk across.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I would drive. Yeah, so now you park in one spot and you can go to all of the mall and the restaurants in the new part too. Like the little food court.
So fabulous.
I love it.
It's great.
And I'm not even that far, but to be like right around the corner.
Just to have that many options is great now.
Yeah. So what brought you to King of Prussia, or at least onto the Pennsylvania side of the area?
Well, I went to Westchester University, as you know.
Yes, I did as well. Denise and I were there actually at the same time, and we had some communication classes together.
Which was really, really fun. It was a great school. Loved Westchester. My mom's probably listening, and it wasn't her school of choice. She wanted me to go to a school in New Jersey. I actually received about 6 scholarships to play sports. All of them were in New Jersey, and I chose the one school that didn't offer me any scholarships.
And where you had to pay out of state.
Yes, exactly.
But
I loved Westchester, and I did really well. I excelled at the communications classes, and I did a lot of internships, and that's how I found my love for public relations at Westchester. And bring you back to your original question, I went to Westchester, loved the area, made so many great friends, all of whom I'm still best friends with. And then I got a job actually for a music company. It's a music PR agency that was located out in Limerick. And that basically what made me stay there. And I met my husband at Westchester, Brian Quinn, and he's in a touring band called Candlebox. They're touring right now for their 25th anniversary tour.
So, and he does some local shows too.
He does. He plays some local shows because he literally can't stay at home. He loves to be out and about. He's so great. He has been in a lot of bands over the years, and this one's a really great fit for him. So we kind of met in the middle. He's from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I'm from New Jersey. So King of Prussia seemed to be the logical meeting place for us, and we've just fallen in love with it.
Does he travel a lot?
He travels about 2 to 3 weeks out of the month with Candlebox. They're a great band fit for him because they have families, they have children, so they try not to be out on the road too much. Last year, they did a lot more traveling. They were in Peru, they were in Europe. So they were gone a lot more. It's ironic that you're saying that because he's actually leaving today. So
where's he going?
He's doing a Florida run now, and he comes back, and then he's home for about 2 weeks, and then he's off again. So
That's with Candlebox?
Yes, they're doing a whole year tour celebrating the first album.
Now, do you get to go to any of the places?
Yeah, you know what? I pick and choose. I choose only the fun places, though.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, freeze my butt off in Michigan right now. So, you know, I'll go to the really fun shows. And he is having a local show coming up.
Oh, so when is it?
We just got word that he and the lead singer, Kevin Martin, are going to do an acoustic show at Harrah's, the block at Harrah's, on April 6th. That is official. I think this is breaking news.
Oh,
I don't think anybody knows.
And I don't think Her Story has ever had breaking news.
So there you go.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'll be at that show as well.
I will be there, and I will be resting up because my cousin gets married the next day. So,
it's crazy. That has tired weekend.
I know. You have no idea.
All right. So, speaking of being tired and running all over the place, take me through your career. So, you said you started with that music PR company.
Yes.
And then where did you go from there?
From there, I went on to QVC. That's where I worked for 7.5 years as the PR manager. And I loved it. I did amazing things there. I was flown to LA all the time. I worked the red carpet for the Oscars. I was working with celebrities like Joan Rivers and Heidi Klum.
One-on-one with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Joan Rivers was on speed dial. She would stop by my desk.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Was such a wonderful woman. She was amazing. Heidi Klum, I was on her photo shoots and, you know, just a lovely person in addition to the music that I was handling. So it was just a great experience. And just the writing and the publications that I was working with were top notch. So I loved every aspect of it. But unfortunately, it was a very stressful job, and it became even more stressful as the years went on because budgets were getting cut. We were trying to streamline the business, and as people were leaving our department, we weren't backfilling positions, and days became 12-hour days, became 14-hour days. Then it was working all weekend, getting flown with literally one day notice to LA, coming home, having to go to work. I didn't mind. I thought I was living the life. I'm not going to lie.
Like, sure.
It
was fun.
I was hanging out. I'm getting free swag here, going to Aspen Food and Wine Festival, living it up. And then one day I just, what my doctor said, I had a snap. I just had these migraines that wouldn't stop. The vestibular part you mentioned is a fancy term for meaning that I'm nauseated and dizzy. That's what really made me make the life decision.
So do you remember the first migraine you had? You said it snapped. So did it come on? It was the very first one you ever had?
Actually, I do. I can tell you because it was 2 days after New Year's Eve. And I thought, wow, did I drink too much? But 2 days after New Year's Eve, that didn't make sense. And the room was spinning out of control. I couldn't walk. I was so nauseated. It was almost like nothing you ever experienced. Brian, my husband, took me to the ENT. I thought maybe it was a sinus infection. It was in my ears. And the way the doctor looked at me, I knew something was really wrong because my eyes weren't following his finger. There was something in his face that just made me really concerned. And he started running a battery of tests. And he was making a kind of diagnosis that ranged from Meniere's disease to possible MS at that point.
Which scares the crap out of
you. Oh my goodness. It was unbelievable. I thought, oh my God, I went from the world's worst hangover to possibly having MS at the peak of my career. And I had just gotten married that year. It was unreal.
So there was a lot going on.
Yeah, completely. It was scary.
I've had two migraines in my entire life, and I was in high school. Both were high school age, and I remember one specifically. It was the second day of school. I was always so stressed out about school because I had to try. I was the kid that had to study to get good grades. I had to really work at it.
Right.
And it was just the start of the school year. It was the second day, and when I got the migraine, I got that line that you see. Do you get?
Yes.
Do you get that?
I get that occasionally. That was in the very beginning. I got that a lot, and I got the face numbness. And
See, I got the line, and then I just got that severe headache where I couldn't do anything but close my eyes and go back to bed. But
Right.
then mine was gone the next day. That was it. It was
over,
done with. It happened to me twice, and it was maybe a few years in between. And unfortunately, I've never had it ever again. But yours were chronic. They continued.
Yes, mine continued and they just got progressively worse because I kept working. Then it got really bad because as I was working, it became a problem with work. I was calling out too much. I had to leave. Then I went on to like the Disability Act. And the more that I did that, my boss at the time didn't understand, and it just became a real problem. And the stress was out of control. And finally, my husband said to me, "You're not even living." He was like, "This is insane."
It wasn't fun anymore.
It wasn't. It was none of the joys that, I mean, I love public relations. I love what I do and I love being creative, and I couldn't do it anymore. And I just left. I just gave my resignation, gave my 2 weeks and had no backup plan. I really wanted to start my own business. I've always wanted to start my own business, but it was always one of those, yeah, one day we'll do it. And now I was forced to do it. I really do think that everything happens for a reason. And I really now in hindsight think I just wasn't living my best life. I was so stressed out and working late and just traveling too much and missing out on the really great things that I had right in front of me. And it was kind of God's way of saying, wake up, you are not living. You're just going through the motions.
So even though you liked it, you enjoyed the traveling at the time mm-hmm. and some of the perks that came with that job, yeah. you had to make the decision to leave. Did the headaches go away?
They went away almost immediately. I went from about 5 a week to once a month. I will preface that by saying that that was with finding the right doctor who treated me. And the doctor said that I had to leave the job or I was never going to get better.
Really? But, so they attribute it to stress.
Oh, when I resigned, I attached the medical note. John Hopkins University gave me the final diagnosis of vestibular migraines.
So that's where you went?
Mm-hmm. That's where I finally went for the final diagnosis, and now I'm being treated by a wonderful neurologist, Olga Katz, in Philadelphia, and she is with Jefferson. And, you know, I take medicine every day for preventative, and I'm not going to lie, I can go 2 weeks with the same daily headache. I'm nauseated probably more times than I want to admit, and I do have about one migraine a month, but I relate it all to the lack of stress and the preventative medicine.
So some people would say opening your own business or running your own business is very stressful. But for you, that was less stressful than working for somebody else.
Absolutely. I love running my own business. All of my clients are 100% referral. So they've been people that I know. They're people that have been recommended by others. And I love all of my clients. And it's actually allowed me to get back to my creative side. I'm writing. I'm coming up with great campaigns. I'm working more with the media. Whereas at QVC, I was working more on managing others, sitting in meetings, doing long hours of paperwork. So I wasn't really doing the creative and fun side that I had once signed up for.
You started in the music industry, moved to QVC. You did some other stuff, restaurants, casinos. What do you do now? Do you focus on anything specific or is it kind of a wide range?
Actually, I handle a wide range of clients. I do have a lot of music clients. A lot of the music artists that I once worked for found me. They were excited that I opened my own business, which is really fabulous and fun. I love music. It's my passion. I also handle a wide variety of clients because working in the agency life and working for QVC and working for a plethora of other clients, I handle restaurants, I handle best-selling authors, I handle motivational speakers, I handle real estate, beauty, retail, you name it.
Do you remember who your favorite professor was at Westchester?
We actually had a lot of great ones.
I know. I only ask because I remember mine.
Tell me.
I love Dr. Orr. Do you remember him?
Yes.
He was I think it was interpersonal communication was the class, and it was in a big auditorium. And I remember going and not really being, I was nervous because it was, you know, there were 300 kids in there. But in his class, it felt like he was talking to like 10 of us.
He was amazing. Do you know that I loved every class that we took
in the communications? It
was so exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, and now I hear that schools really don't have communication classes. Like, they make you specialize in one field. And that makes me sad because I really feel like it made us more well-rounded.
It was pretty broad. It was communication studies, and
yes,
that was it. Although there were things that you could concentrate on, it was pretty broad. That's how I knew what I wanted to do, or at least the field I wanted to get into, because I loved every class, every communications class
yes.
that I took there.
It was amazing. I remember taking a nonverbal communication class that blew my mind. It was so exciting. I mean, it really makes you a people person. You can read people better. You understand if they're in a situation that they don't want to be in. I mean, it just really opened up my eyes to the world of how to interact with people and how to be better in a social setting. And I think that's important in any business that you're in.
Sure. And when you love what you do, it can be less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what you're doing now, which
absolutely.
Is helping.
Absolutely, exactly.
If there's somebody who's suffering from the same condition that you have, what would you say to them?
I would say, don't give up. I know that sounds cliche, but I'm a member of all of these support groups on Facebook and, you know, online, and they're so depressing. It's just people posting about how much pain they're in and how they're giving up and going on disability, and I understand that. Believe me, I do. I was there. But you have to advocate for yourself. I went through 16 doctors. I found one that actually, A, believed me, and B, was willing to work with me, because there's so many drugs that don't work for you. And you need to really, really believe in yourself and advocate for yourself and push through. I mean, there's days that, hey, I don't feel great, but life goes on. You've got to keep pushing through. You've got to go to work. You've got to get dressed. You've got to get showered. Not everybody's going to feel well every single day, but guess what? If you get up and you put some makeup on, you're going to feel a heck of a lot better than if you laid in bed all day. So please don't give up. I tell so many people, and I try to spread the word about migraines, because there is, unfortunately, a stigma attached to them that, you know, it's just a headache and you'll get over it, pop some medicine. And believe me, I've had some horrible things said to me over the years about it. And that's why I'm finally coming out and talking about it, because I didn't want to tell people. I was afraid I was unemployable because I had migraines, that I'd be unreliable. But now people see the results that I produce and that I am successful. So now I'm talking about it. I want others to know that there's hope.
Why 16 doctors?
Unfortunately, in the medical community, you're going to run into some doctors that just... I had some doctors that just threw medicine at me, didn't even look me in the face. They just said, take this, take this. Some doctors wanted to put me on all these antidepressants. Some doctors really didn't take the time to manage my symptoms, weren't listening to what I was saying. Unfortunately, the migraine community, they don't have enough doctors to manage the number of patients. And you're just a number sitting in the lobby. So that's why I found the neurologist that I'm with. She knows my name. Her nurse knows my name. When I call for a question or about a side effect or something, they get back to me. There's, unfortunately, a lot of neurologists that don't do that. So you really do need to do your research and figure out who's the best fit for you.
And that's kind of what it is, too, like the best fit. You want to have that connection with your doctor.
Absolutely.
So maybe you have to shop around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's unbelievable what I went through. I had one doctor. He put me on a medicine. I gained 15 pounds in 2 months. And he left and he said, oh, what are you complaining about? You can stand to gain a little weight. I mean, that's not normal. So
also, I don't want to.
Yeah. I'd like to fit in a bathing suit this summer. Thanks. Yeah. You know, but, yeah. You know, they just dismiss you and think you're just complaining. So you really do have to work hard to find the right doctor and the right medicine and the right treatment for you.
And your current doctor, you said, is at Jefferson?
Yes. She actually has her own practice. What she has is her own clinic. So if you go in with a migraine, she can break your migraine in the clinic. You don't have to go to the emergency room. You don't have to go through those drastic measures. She can treat you right there.
What do you mean she can break your migraine?
Oh, well, they can hook you up to an IV, and within 1 hour, your migraine will be gone.
And what's in the IV?
They call it the migraine cocktail. Don't you love it?
So it's medication.
Yeah, it's basically medication that is, you know, suitable for what kind of migraine you're having. And you can go there and she can, that way you bypass the whole ER system. And again, her name is Olga Katz, if anybody's looking for her. And she advocates supplements, vitamins. I do Botox. I do a variety of preventative. She's all about the preventative and not just the treatment of it, of the migraine, you know, after the fact. So that's what I prefer, but I'm not saying that's what's best for everybody.
Sure, of course. I'm glad that you were able to find something that makes you happy, even though your former life made you happy, but that is less stressful for you and that you're able to live a life with much less pain and headaches.
Thank you so much. It really has been an eye-opener, and I recommend anybody to take a look at your life if you're going through any condition, headaches or backaches or anything like that, and really examine, because, you know, you've only got one life to live and money isn't everything and your work certainly isn't everything.
Absolutely. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
If you'd like to find out more about Denise, or you own a business and you're looking for some marketing and PR, go to dmkpublicity.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.